Good morning. Before we start the shiurim, I'd like to just point out last week's sedra, Yisru Kodav Bnei Yisrael B'Masin, and it mentions that Kodav Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Tun lanu mayim v'nishter, that they were thirsty, they didn't drink any mayim, water, and they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, where's the water? Notice Moshe Rabbeinu's response. Vayomer lehem Moshe, matirivuni muddy, matinatsun es Hashem. He didn't point out where the water was, or whether they received water or not. They said, what are you complaining? Why are you testing at Kodesh Baruch Hu? To Rav Chasko Levinson, the Mashgiach, Rav Ponovich, of the Mir Yeshiva, asked, this is not the time to give Musar. When a person comes to your home and needs food, asking for food, and he's sincere, he does need it, the response should not be a musa shmuz. What are you testing God? He needs the food. Here we see an important yisod in this whole world, in our whole life. That is that the Sfas Hashoreim points out that don't think that is an obligation or taken for granted the mayim, there's food existing, and we just have to go and take it and be very angry if it doesn't exist. The Sfas Hashoreim begins in Perek Aleph by telling us, whatever happens to us in this world is a test. It's testing us. Everything that happens to us in our life, we're older people now, we're not yeshiva bachur. All the yisurim and the sirnis that we have in this life, this is what life is all about. It's a test, how we're going to respond to the test. A boy comes to yeshiva and is being tested to what level he should be placed. And they start with easy questions and advance further to harder questions. When the boy reaches a certain degree and he's not able to answer the questions anymore, the boy becomes very angry and says to the examiner, you tell me, what's the answer? He asks him what the answer is. If he asks the question, the Rebbe knows the answer. It's not what you're asking because you're curious to find out the answer. You want to test the Rebbe. Does the Rebbe know the answer? We are testing the Ribbono Shel. We're testing the Ribbono Shel. If the Ribbono Shel will give us proper food, will give us health. The Ramban says in this week's Sedra, Yaldati, Nesoyin, Yirotza, Lekim, as Nasosim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to test us. Tishmu Mitzvosov, Kiyotzim Levovim Kol Sofek. Do you love Him? Our life, our difficulties in our life, and our happiness in our life. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu is testing us. Do we realize where it's coming from? Do we realize what is happening to us? Can imagine a person, based on the Chofetz Chaim gives this mashal. Harshech Hashem Chukak Alecha. Take all your peklach, all your burdens, and have betochim b'muna b'Hashem. A man is standing on Route 17, wanting to get a ride to the mountains there with Shabbos. He has two valises with him. And he's waiting and waiting for someone to be kind enough to stop and to give him a lift. And there's such a Jew that does that. He stops there with Shabbos, he invites him in, and he takes him right straight to Woodburn. He gets into the van, he's so thankful, so happy. He sits down in the van, and he carries the two suitcases. He sits down and holds the two suitcases in his hand. The man did not realize that until after a while. He turns back and says, what are you doing? Why are you carrying the suitcases? Why don't you put it down? Just a couple of, not even a foot, to the ground. Put it on the floor. Why are you carrying it? So he answered, I don't want to be a schnorr. I don't want to be a schnorr. It's nice enough that you're taking me, but you don't have to take my suitcases. You don't have to take my suitcases. If Ribbono Shel Olam created us, If your Baruch Hashem is able to see that we're living in this world, he's like giving us a ride. Can't he pay for our rent? Can't he see that we have bread? Our major problems, if he took care of us till now, I took you out of Mitzrayim. I nurtured you your whole life. You think I can't take care of you? You think I can't carry your suitcases? If I can carry you, I can't carry your suitcases? You don't want to be a schnorr? This is the yesod that the parasha is telling us. But further, as we see before, the Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Again, there's no mine. But Yisa after, Yeshiro, Yisa Moshe, Yisrael, Yamsuf, Yerom Rosov, Elo Yochel, Yishos Mayim, Kimamora, there's water there, but Kimorami, the water is bitter. Bitter water. So what does one do? You have to make it sweet. So I have me a sweet, put in sugar. Put in something sweet. The Gemara tells us that they put this eitz, the Yashach HaMayim, this eitz was from Zayas, was very bitter. A bitter eitz into the water, and therefore bitter plus bitter makes sweet. We understand that? We understand that? Bitter plus bitter makes sweet? So it's a ness. If it's a ness, the why must it be formed in such a way? A chok, we don't understand. Here we see what the Shaar Tshuva tells us, that a Boteh Bashem, a person that's been talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Shaar Sheni, v'hochem to know, ki ha-choshich sibesor, darkness is now a proof to bring light. Altismechi o'afti li ki nafalti. The Pasuk says in Micha, don't be happy, my enemies, ki nafalti. Kamti ki eshe b'choshech, Hashem, orally. That Kodesh Baruch was in my choshech, in my darkness, in my dark path, is that Kodesh Baruch. And the Forshim explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows himself in difficult times. This is Bitochen. In difficult times that you have, the water is bitter. And you can't understand how if you put something else bitter, that this bitter will become sweet. This is Bitochen Bashem. It works. It's true. And everyone's life has Bitochen Bashem. The bitter periods of life, maybe not in your lifetime. Sometimes a person goes through such sorrows, such tragedy. But because of this tragedy, could be for the next door, the next generation, as we found by the Holocaust, the next generation, there is an or. There is an or. Sefer Shmos is not just a Sefer Gula. Sefer Shmos is a Sefer of Emunah B'tochem Bashem. We're older people now. We're a kolo, but not the kolo age of youngsters of 20, 25. We're a little bit older than that. And we should show the B'tochem that we have. Our beards, our hair are white. Show something. It indicates that we are more sure and confident in B'tochem Bashem than ever before. Called the Ovid Rachmona Tav of it is good. This is the message that we give our children and our grandchildren. No matter what soros a person has, and he has soros. Oh boy! And you don't have to wait for an economic crisis to have soros. You don't have to wait to 2010. We're living in difficult times. 100 years ago and 10 years ago, we didn't live in difficult times. All of a sudden we have difficult times because why? Because the stock market determines how the times are. The stock market, Wall Street will decide my life. If it's difficult or not, chalil v'chas. Everyone has difficult times, source. But the Muna of talking by Shem, that this is exactly what life is all about. The Yesha Abater Bashem Rahokho. And to know Altismichi, you afti li, ki nefalti. They're happy when I fall down. Kamti ki eshi b'choshech. I'll live in darkness orally. In this choshech, there's or. And rolling the faulty will kamti. If I didn't fall down, I couldn't rise up. You only rise if you fall. Imol yoshafti b'choshech lohoy orli. I can only have or if I first have choshech. So this is only a prelude. A prelude to what's going to come in the future. What's going to come in the future is or. So this is what the Sefer is telling us. All the complaints that Klal Yisrael had in the Midbar are only nisyonis. Everything in life is a nisyon. How are we going to respond to this nisyon? Our response should be b'tochan b'Hashem. At the end, it'll come on the right. We have to do what we have to do. We have to be a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. In order to Hashem, things will come out all right. We don't have to be a president of the United States to say things will be all right. Only convey you have to listen to him. Because Baruch was saying things will be all right. And this is what the Torah is telling us. And these parshas from Mechazikas at this time. Mechazikas, the Maru Maru Navoz Hashem. Thank you very much.